non-benders alike. I'm Janet Varney.
And I'm Dante Bosco, and this is Braving the Elements, Nickelodeon's podcast about all things Avatarverse.
And we mean all things Avatarverse because, my friend, this week we realized this is like kind of the mid-season point in the podcast.
I can't believe we're already at the halfway point.
We felt like, you know, just kind of looking back and having a sense of, you know, just how great the fandom has been and feeling like the podcast has been so embraced and starting to make little connections with people online through social media and having a familiarity with the wonderful YouTube channel and some of the great fan-based stuff that they've done over there. We thought, what if we did like almost like a halftime show to be, you know, sort of celebrate being through half of our season?
Very ambitious, Varney. Right. Very ambitious and very exciting. I'm excited to meet all the guests, quote unquote, super fans of the show. I'm excited to ask them questions as if we knew the answers ourselves, even though we know that they're going to be way more knowledgeable than we are over the world.
Yeah.
We are becoming professors. We're in the midst of our Avatar school training.
And to be honest, I did lean hard into, I would say there are very few foreshadow reports that are going to happen in this very low stakes quiz that we're going to be doing with our super fans and new friends. Again, this is a quiz show that is super low stakes. I love a game show. I love a game night at home. I'm either like full throttle competition, which is very ugly, or I'm like super chill. This is fun. We're among friends. And I did not want to go to the dark side. I just wanted to stay in the all love, low stakes. Everyone here is a winner. And although technically someone will have the most points.
Varney, that's very Water Tribe of you. I'm from the Fire Nation. There are winners and losers.
How dare you?
We're going to have four contestants. One's going to win. All right. The other ones, I'm not going to say they're going to be losers. They're going to win less. One's going to win more. I'm excited to include the fan base in our podcast because it's such a big part of the show.
But listen, we have gone on and on long enough. Let's meet our fabulous contestants and pals here. We are so excited again to welcome you in. I want to start with Abby Odun Abebefe, who goes by Abby. Did I do it?
That was really good. Yeah, that was a really good pronunciation of my name.
Beautiful, beautiful name.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming here, Abby. Where are you and how are you?
Hi, I am in New Jersey right now. And I'm great. I'm super excited to be here. I love talking about Avatar. That's basically all I do on my social media. So now that I get to do it here with you guys, with more fans, is like the best. So I'm just really happy to be part of this and, you know, do some quizzes.
I'm so happy that you are. I will say that keeping with a trend I feel has occurred on the podcast many times, you do love Zuko.
Uh-huh.
You love the character of Zuko.
Yes, and I'm wearing my Zuko shirt.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Abby.
The voice of the fictional character. Very much fangirling right now. But yeah, I just love Zuko and I love his growth and everything about just makes me so happy.
Let's go on to Dominique.
Hello.
Yes, our next guest is Dominique Gale. Dominique, where are you coming from?
I'm from Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida? What? That sounds like Fire Nation down there, for sure.
I know, it is. I went outside the other day. I'm like, this is like sitting in a sauna. Like, it's like not even enjoyable sometimes, but I love it here. It's always summer.
Well, you know, the beach episode, you know, got the Fire Nation kids at the beach, the vibe going on. I like it.
Exactly.
I can see it.
We got the vibes
see that,
going on
here. You don't have any tattoos, but if you did,
yeah,
what do you think it would be from Avatar The Last Airbender?
Obviously an Iroh quote. It would probably... There's just so many quotes that Iroh say that I have written down in like a journal from when I was younger. And I was just like, it would probably be one of them. If I closed my eyes and I just chose one, it would go on my body.
Give me one of your favorite quotes right now. Give me one of your favorite Iroh quotes one time.
That's so hard. He just says so many great things. When he and Aang are in the tunnel and he's like, I think you're very wise for choosing love. I don't know. I'm just going to go with that one.
We got a one. Let us move on to the wonderful Philip Hughes. Philip, hello. How are you? Where are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm currently in San Francisco, but Brooklyn is home.
Now, Philip, number one, I'm going to say I love that you watched the show with your sister's kids. I think that is one of the really cool things about Avatar and Korra is that you can watch them as a family. But also, I enjoyed that you copped to having bought the DVD sets more than once. Can you explain that?
Yes, so I do. I have two sets of The Last Airbender on DVD, and then I also have Korra on Blu-ray and DVD. And it's one of those things where one of them was a gift, which was really great, but then also I have a really bad habit of seeing things on sale and just being like, oh, I need that, and then ending up with this giant, like, hidey hole full of multiple items of things. I believe they call that hoarding, but I'm not ready to accept that term or label in my life.
I like hidey holing. I believe they call that hidey holding. It's fine. All right, let's move on to Jordan.
Last but not least, everybody, give it up one time for Mr. Jordan Wolf. Where are you from, Jordan? Where are you at? Where do you reside?
Guys, hey, what's up? Super excited to be here. Come to my house. We are on the Oregon coast, little dairy town called Tillamook. Sorry that I didn't bring, like, ice cream or cheese for anybody, if that's, like, if that resonates with
Tillamook
you.
Tillamook cheese, we that's know. The cheese. Yeah, like, we
my wife
know.
Was the 50th Tillamook County Dairy Princess. So, Dante, you're looking at royalty right here. I'm married in. Also, I'm expecting the winner of this, like, quote-unquote contest. Do we have to get into an agnikai with Dante? Is that how this ends?
I mean, that could happen offline.
Is that why Dante's asking where we all live?
He's tracking you. He's already put some sort of a tracker in your IP address.
It might happen. Someone might get scarred. Someone might get burned.
Dante, you might get scarred because you realize you threaten these wonderful superfans that you already love, and you're going to be haunted. You're going to be like, why did I say?
Yes. I would never. That's I would right. never. I've changed the Fire Nation. We're changed. We're in a right. new era
right.
of peace and kindness. Foreshadow report. Foreshadow
something,
report.
Something lightning. Yes. Exactly. All right. So let's find out what everybody thinks that they would bend if they were benders. Abby, what's your element?
I think I relate more to the waterbenders, and that might relate directly to the fact that I am a Katara stan. I love everything, anything Katara. So I just think the waterbenders are so graceful and beautiful, and then they can heal, which is so awesome. And then on, like, the darker side, they can bloodbend, which is so scary. So
I know.
It's foreshadow great. Report. Foreshadow report.
But yeah. Waterbenders are the coolest, in my opinion. So I would definitely be a waterbender. Rad.
Dom, how are you feeling about your bending abilities? Where were you lie?
So let me tell you, when I was watching this show, I personally felt a strong affinity to be the Avatar. I'm like,
fair.
I'm like, I would be the Avatar, and like, I justified it to everybody, and everybody's like, Dom, we really don't care. And I'm like, but let me tell you why I would be. But I would be the Avatar coming from the water tribes, because the water tribe people have my heart. Like, Abby, we have mm-hmm. this kinship. Fair. I love the sense of family and community, and they're just badasses. Like, they can heal, they can do some dark stuff too, and like, you know what, they're just great people all around. I also, a strong second would be air nomads, because they're intense.
Guys, Korra, I mean, intense. We do have another waterbending avatar in the room with us right now. I'm just saying, you know.
Look at me, I'm representing yes. air and fire. I'm not even bothering with water today. I went straight up flameo. I just went straight up flameo. Phil, what about you?
You know, I feel like I'm just going to keep the trend going. I would also say that I connect most with the waterbenders, Water Tribe for Life.
What's going on?
I mean, I am loving this. This is just delicious.
In this house, we stand Korra and Katara, and you will put respect on their names at all times. But I also feel like there's just something very beautiful about, like, the soft, gentle nature of water, but yet how it is the source of life, and it's this powerful, destructive force as well. It's like,
yes, period.
All right, Jordan, there's three Water Tribe people on this panel. Where are you? Where are you at?
We're not going 4 for 4, friends.
Oh, air nomads.
There it is.
Yep.
Saw coming.
For the listeners at home who have no video on this whatsoever, I turned around dramatically, revealing the back of my shirt, said air nomad. I think about, like, how useful water is and how useful earth or fire or anything could be. My soul is air. Like, that's all it is. Like, I was talking to an astrologist once, and she's like, dude, you are, like, Gemini through and through. You are boom, boom, air, air, air. I love that it's the element of freedom, that it's the element that's associated with autumn. I like the air nomad culture. I don't think I could do it ever. And, you know, there's moments where I watch the show and I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love to get a glider and fly around.
Right.
And the Yuyan archers and the Blue Spirit are like, hey, you hear that? Airbenders can run faster than the wind, right? And then here comes Aang, literally running faster than the wind. It's just so nice. So
Dante, go. How you feeling? Let's get some post-game commentary here. You have been left high and dry.
Me and the Earth Kingdom.
It just must be really hard for you right now in a way that it wouldn't be hard for Earth because they're not here to
they're
feel
not here.
The pain.
The thing about it
that
is,
your heart,
Jordan, there's not many of you Air Nomads left. I'm sorry. But we're pulling a show.
Ouch!
You know, and all the Water Tribe people. I got love for the Water Tribe. I got love for the... I'm telling you, this is a new era of the Fire Nation. It's all about kindness, peace, and, you know, using fire to do things, you know, not destroy, but, like, make things better. Like, like cook. We make things better.
I'm picking up on that peace and love thing in book one. Yeah, a lot of peace and love.
It's a history. It's a dark, dark, dark part of our history.
All right. I feel very, very good about even just some tidbits that were being dropped in our first conversations here. I feel very good about your level of knowledge. We are going to test it here with our first category, our theme, the superfan questions. We'll be shouting out the superfans who wrote these questions.
I'm nervous.
I know, me too.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. It's all golden. Again, couldn't be lower stakes. And so basically all of these first questions are just going to be worth a point. Bosco, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll start us off. First question, Abby, and this is coming from superfan Jack Zano. When Jet floods the village in book one, Sokka helps everyone evacuate. A little girl is seen running to the water to rescue the doll that was lost in the flood. What is the name of her doll?
Wow. Really good fan.
Wow, indeed.
I do love this moment. I was excited about this question.
Hardcore for the first question with y'all.
There's varying levels of difficulty on these questions, so some of you might get really lucky and some of you might not. But again, if we keep moving down the line...
I thoroughly remember the moment.
Yes. Okay. So I'm not sure, but I'm glad she got her doll back, and I'm going to go with Dolly. Okay.
That is incorrect. We're going to go to the next person on the list. So Dom.
Skip.
Skip.
I'm just going to go with the beautiful guess of Pretty. I don't know.
Winner. Mrs. Pretty. That's the answer.
We're going to give it to you.
Mrs.
Pretty. It's Mrs. Pretty.
You know, Dom came out there. It was somewhere in your subconscious psyche.
It was in there. Like, I was like, I remember a high-pitched voice. She said,
yeah. Mrs. Pretty. Yeah.
Wow.
We got Dom with 1 point. Let's move next to Philip, again, from Jack. In the very first chapter of book one, Zuko tells Iroh that he's not tired. In the last chapter of book one, Zuko tells Iroh that he wants to go to bed. Iroh gives him the exact same piece of advice both times. What is Iroh's advice to Zuko? What is his little saying?
You know, I feel like I can. I'm having some moments of reflection here. I love our friend for submitting this question. It's clear that you've watched the show very deeply, very intensely.
You don't know. Jack, he might have just skimmed the Avatar wiki and been like, I won't have to answer my own questions.
He's
so
coming
I can go
to torch you guys.
Want.
He came in to torch you guys, boy.
Warm. This Water Tribe member is boiling right now.
For real.
You know, so the only thing that I can hear in my head right now is just like a moment of Uncle Iroh just being like, Prince Zuko, you should rest.
I mean, I think we're going to give it to you.
Oh.
A man needs his rest. He says a man needs his rest.
Oh my God.
That's
Thank
Prince
you.
Zuko, you need
I
to
give,
rest.
I give him
the
that.
Thank
the
you
man
so
needs
much.
His rest.
I knew that.
Totally fine.
And I'm glad that you all totally knew that fine. I knew that. And this has been a great time for me.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Thank you again, Jack Zano, for those great questions, really coming in hot. So the third question is from Katie Hope Noble and Kendall Bird. The question is, what tea does Iroh claim is his favorite in book one?
I had it written down somewhere. I don't remember listening to this. Is it ginseng?
Yeah. See, I had a feeling. Yeah, you're totally right.
Hot leaf juice.
He's getting that hot leaf juice.
I often think about tea as hot leaf juice, and that's really what it is, and I still enjoy it.
It's as simple as that.
We all know Zuko's not allowed to be making the tea.
That's right. That's right. But I will say, Katie also made a special point to say it's true that Uncle Iroh drinks a lot of jasmine tea. Mm-hmm. So if somebody had thought it was jasmine, we were probably prepared to give that up as well. But it's true that he actually says, yes,
ginseng's
this
his
is,
favorite.
You know, This is my favorite tea. It's ginseng. All right. Abby, coming yes. back to you. Here's a question from Kendall Bird. How old is Zuko in Avatar Last Airbender Book 1 when we meet him?
I'm pretty sure he's 16.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Yes. Ooh, I know.
Everybody's got a point. We are at an equal tie. That makes the waterbender me very happy. Dante is furious.
That makes the avatar in you very happy. The balance.
That makes the avatar very happy.
So guess what? The Fire Nation in me wants to unbreak that tie and keep going forward. Let's go. The next question goes to Dom. And this is from Raya Spencer. What noble group do the pie show pieces represent?
The Order of the White Lotus.
Correct. All right.
Correct. Woo! All right. We are moving on to Phil. Phil, are you sure. ready for your question? From Taylor Lynn Eden. Question. In what episode is it first alluded that Iroh has been to the spirit world? In what episode do we get that first reference that perhaps Iroh may have been to the spirit world?
Oh, I can't remember the title of the episode, but I'm going to go into this long rant to describe it, and I feel like we'll get there. I feel like it was the one with the panda spirit that was, like, destroying the village, and they were all really upset, and then, like, Aang disappears for a while, and Uncle Iroh was there, and they were, like, having a good time together, and then they go, and it's, like, the bear cubs all being, like, sad, and the forest is, like, all burned down, which, like, just protect the forest, save nature. What was she named, though?
I mean, ding, 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 ding.
Honor, honor, honor.
What's going to blow your mind is that while the first half of the episode is the winter solstice, because we know we have parts one and two of that, the second part is actually called the spirit world.
Hmm.
So you said the title just even as you were describing. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You get the point.
You got it. Honor. You totally got it.
I'd like to thank the Academy for this. For my honor, yes.
And now we're going to Jordan.
All right, Jordan. D, what you got for Jordan?
Jordan, this is from Val Golden. What is Grand Grand's actual name?
Kana.
Ding, ding, ding. Honor. Why?
Instead of an honor, can I get a bangarang? Is that is that too bad?
I give you that too. Bangarang.
Bangarang.
That was zero hesitation on these.
That was just seamless.
I personally would not have got Kana. I've been like, I don't know, Grand. I don't know my grandma's name. Kana. I never say my grandmother's name. I just call her Grandmama. That's it. I don't know her
sexy
real name.
Sexy gal.
All right, Abby, are you ready to possibly even this out? Everybody's got 2 points. Yeah. You got a chance to get up to two. This is from Isabella Mule. What style of martial arts is waterbending based on?
Ooh. I don't really know that many styles of martial arts. So the only one I know, which is probably wrong, is Taekwondo.
So close.
We got to go to the next person.
Abby, I want to say you were so close. Like the first word, maybe not. It's Tai Chi, right?
It's Tai Chi.
But Taekwondo, Tai Chi.
I wanted to be like honor. The people in the park that you sometimes
honor to Dom.
All right. Dom, that. Woo.
I thought you had it too. You said Tai, then you said Kwondo. I said, damn, what's going on here?
I know. I love this group because Dom was like, you got this. Knowing that even if Abby got it, she wouldn't answer it. Like, Dom would not get the chance to answer it, even though she knew the answer. She still wanted you to get it, Abby. It came to her, and she was like, regretfully, I do know the answer. Now I have 3 points.
Now that you said it, I was like, it definitely is Tai Chi.
Now that you said it, it's like,
that's
definitely
right.
Tai Chi.
That's right.
You water tribe, folk. You water tribe.
I love it.
I love it so much.
Very supportive.
This is my dream game show where everyone loves each other. It's my dream come true.
All right, Phil. This is from another question from Isabella Mule. And the question is, why, not from whom, did Zuko get his scar? So why did Zuko get his scar? Not from whom, why did he get his scar?
Isabella, Izzy, hi. How you doing, hun? That's a real great question, and this is a moment for us to reflect on what's called speaking out of turn, and realizing that, you know, there are moments in life where it's great for you to always speak up and advocate for what you care about, but just be careful because sometimes you might get smacked down real hard by your daddy.
Dead on. Dead.
Ding, ding,
on.
Ding. Honor. Honor.
Very eloquent
wow,
answer.
Wow, that was really good. Speaking out of turn at a war meeting, Zuko got burnt. I mean, send him in the other room. Put him in the corner. Put him in timeout. Let's not burn nobody. All right? You gotta wait. Raise your hand. Let's get
to it. My mom been growing up. You just like, you put the hand on the shoulder and just grip it a little tight and say, "Sweetie, not right now."
Yeah. Be like, come on.
No.
Sweetie, not right now. Can I get one of those?
But let's keep moving through. This one is from Romy Collado. This is to Jordan. This is a foreshadow report. Finish the lyric, "A war divides their people." Can you finish that lyric?
It's some secret tunnel. That's what I got. A war divides their people. And something their heart and love is in their heart. No. I almost watched Cave of Two Lovers last night. A war divides their people. And a nation comes between their heart. Oh man,
You're so close. You're very close. I'm gonna give you a very close, Jordan.
Abby and see if she knows.
We're gonna have to get a final answer. You're so close. You're so close.
I'm bowing
Secret
out. Abby.
The war divides their people, and a mountain divides them apart.
Abby, up to 2 points.
Ding, ding, ding. Honor.
Yes. Okay, yes. Fabulous. Yes. Let's do our last one. This one goes to Dom.
This might be for the win, Dom, for this section. So this is from Romy Collado and Mariko Pastore. How many episodes does Cabbage Merchant appear in, and how many times does he lose his cabbage? His cabbages.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm going to say 3.
And...
No, it's wrong.
The question goes to Phil. How many episodes does Cabbage Merchant appear in, and how many times he lose his cabbages? From Romy Collado and Mariko Pastore, thank you again for the question.
I do enjoy my cabbages. Across the whole series, maybe like, I guess my guess is maybe like six times we see him.
You must regain your honor.
Yeah, okay. It's the last question for this It's the last question for this. I almost said cabbage gory. It's the last section of this cabbage gory.
I love that.
So, Jordan Wolf, the question one more time. How many episodes does Cabbage Merchant appear in, and how many times does he lose?
When I heard the question, I confidently was like on the same bandwagon with Dom. I was like, obviously 3. It's King of Omashu, Waterbending Scroll, Serpent's Pass. And then I'm like, when's the 4th time? I'm going to say 4. Has him 4, loses him 4.
That's correct.
Ding, 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 ding. Honor, honor, 4 times.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody, we're going to take a very short break. We will be back with more of our Superfan Quiz Show extravaganza. Hey, we're back. We are back, and we have a quick trivia question.
Welcome back. Where are we at with the scores right now, Varney? We're back. Where are we at with the scores?
Bosco, right now we're looking at Abby at 2, Dom at 3, Phil at 3, and Jordan at 3. Very tight game, very close, very easy for Abby to tie this up. It's still very much anybody's game. We do have a trivia question for the listeners. Now, this came from superfan Katie Noble. She actually, it was like, I feel like she was in the middle of writing this, and then she realized that she herself was not sure. And so she doesn't feel confident in her answer, which I feel that turns it into an opportunity to put it out to the listeners. So listeners, give us a tweet and let us know, true or false, in the Avatar Sanctuary in the Southern Air Temple, the earthbending avatar next to Roku is not Kyoshi. True or false? does not appear to be Kyoshi. And if so, can you find Kyoshi anywhere in that sanctuary as you're looking around? Listeners, I want you to go take a review and weigh in on what Katie is feeling like is true. I'm giving away what she thinks the answer is. I mean...
Kyoshi got to be in that sanctuary somewhere. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Kyoshi has to be somewhere in that sanctuary.
Why not next to Roku if in fact, she's not there? I'm excited. I'm excited for people to look to see if they can pin down, if they think they can see Kyoshi represented in any of those quick glimpses that we see of the temple. All right, let's come back to our friends here playing with us, but would love to hear your favorite ship from each one of you. Why don't we start with Phil?
I would say, no, my favorite ship always and forever will be Korra and Asami. Korra Asami for life in this house. Put them on the ship. Right, it is perfect.
You, right there with you. Aww.
Shout to Korra Asami.
Love that.
Here, applause, Jordan, all over the you? Fandom.
My wife and I, when we were doing our rewatch during Serpent's Pass, we were noticing there's some pretty intense sparks between Zuko and Jet. So I think if things had gone a different way, I don't know. I think that could have worked out. Zuko. That was a good team. You, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Freedom Fighters.
Yeah. Zuko's, you know, they could definitely rob a bank or two. Together,
oh, it would be. It would.
They
sure.
could definitely go to couples therapy together and talk about their.
It's not long lasting. It's going to
child.
It's going to burn bright and very
right.
passionate.
Abby, what about you?
Deep seated damage.
Yes. Yes. I just want to say first, though, like I think that a lot of people in the fandom say that Jet is like Zuko without Uncle Iroh, which I firmly like, agree with. Jet was very
great.
Misunderstood. I love Jet.
Wow.
But. I'm so basic. I like Katang, guys. I think Katara and Aang are soulmates. I think that they're the best.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
Shout
wrong
out
with
to
that.
Katang. Shout out to Katang.
Oh, Dom, what about you? Finish us out. Who you ship?
I'm going to stay away from the love triangle that is Zuko, Katara, and Aang just for a second. And just a disclaimer, I love Suki. Suki's my girl, but I really have been feeling Taka, which is Toph and Sokka.
Adorable.
They have like cute
yeah,
little
sparks. I like that too.
You can see that Toph already has a crush on Sokka, and it would just explain Su Yin and her whole family in my
Very
eyes.
Very interesting. Foreshadow report. I love these ships. What great answers.
Foreshadow report.
That's
foreshadow
great answers.
Report. Interesting ships there. I mean, we're talking about Zutara forever, but let's keep going.
Yeah, I know. He just needed to slip that in. There's no way that word Zutara was not going to make it in.
I was just slipping it in. Keep going. Uh-huh.
I disagree. Katang forever.
I'm sorry. I have to slip in Aunt Wu and Iroh. Aunt Wu is like thirsty for Iroh. Iroh's not giving.
Aunt Wu and Iroh. Yes, I saw that.
Do you want Iroh to have like? You want him to have a little sparkle. I agree. Okay.
Love.
All right. Let's go into round two. This theme is unsurprisingly Animal Crossing hybrid animals. We will go in order, starting with, we'll go Dom, Philip, Jordan, and Abby for this round. Each of these are worth 3 points each.
So, first question. What animal combination is Appa, and is he a bender? If so, what kind?
That's for you, Dom.
That is for Dom.
So, Appa, he's a cross between a bison and Florida's manatee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, a point for that. 1 point for that.
Okay.
And is he a bender?
Yes.
2 points for that.
And what kind of bender? Air.
And what kind of bender? Air.
What if you were like,
Three
fire?
Points.
You'd be
ding,
like, wait,
ding,
what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Back up, fire, what?
We're like, damn, he can firebend. See, she's from Florida. She knew it was a manatee. I didn't know it was a manatee, but someone from the Florida Aquatic Center invited me and Varney
right.
to come out and meet the manatees.
You guys should come do that, and I'll crash.
More than welcome.
There you go.
All right, okay, let us go to our next question. Philip, what animal combination is Momo? What animal combination is Momo, and what real-life animal was he inspired by?
So Momo, I believe, is a cross between, I guess they're called like a ring-tailed lemur. And then I guess like a flying fox or like a bat type creature thing. I don't know the specific one, maybe a golden flying fox. Just those big bats. They're
ding, ding, ding. That's
inside.
A point for that. I'd say that's a point
okay.
for that, for sure. flying bat and lemur, yes.
Yes, flying bat and lemur. Momo is not a bender except for of hearts and minds. Is it Zabumafu?
Oh.
No. Okay. That came out of left field. Sorry. Everyone
was
like, what?
That was good.
It's a really good answer. It's just not the answer that we were looking for.
Okay.
So we're not going to, this one, we're not going to bump down the line just because you got so many of the parts right. So you get 2 points for that. And just for fun, does anyone know the real life animal that Momo was inspired by?
Brian Konietzko's cat?
Correct. His cat Buddy.
And the cat's name was Buddy.
Bud.
All right, let us move on to Jordan.
What is Zuko's animal mode of transport in The Warriors of Kyoshi, and when do we first see it?
That's a Komodo rhino, and do we first see it in the Southern Air Temple episode?
What, in that episode, how does it kind of like...
Oh, when do we first see it? Yeah.
Like, how does
the Komodo rhino, where do we
revealed?
First see it? That's a great question, Dante.
Yeah.
Particle missile.
Okay, I think
how many points we give him?
I think we need 1 point for the Komodo rhino, and because where and what episode we'll say would have been the other 2 points, right? Like where do we see him, and then what inside of what episode?
Yes.
So we're gonna give you 1 point for that, and the answer is in Warriors Kyoshi we see the ship open up, and we realize like, oh, the ship looks like a rhino horn as the Komodo rhino comes down out of the gangplank, sort of busts out as if almost as if he's just busting out without the door even being open for him. So that is...
I've never seen the show.
Then you're doing very well. You're doing very, very, very well. All right. This next question is very hard. I feel kind of guilty about it, unless you were like a hardcore knowledge of the original art book. In the original concept drawings, like the very beginning of this entire thing, what was Momo?
Like a robot, like monkey or something, right?
You said it. It's a robot cyclops monkey.
Yes!
Fantastic.
Woo!
All right, this next question is for Dom. Dante, let's hit it up.
Dom, what two creatures are the canyon crawlers, and when do we meet them?
We meet them in the Great Divide. I feel like I see them so clearly in my head. I don't know. I'm going to say scorpion. I'm going to left field scorpion platypus.
We're going to give you points for Great Divide for sure. All right. So it's a crocodile and a spider.
But we also would have accepted alligator or ant.
Spider.
I know. Scorpion was close. Scorpion. We would have accepted ant, but a crocodile or spider.
Can I tell you something? I prefer scorpion because I find that even creepier. And I find them to be very creepy. Yeah. It's a really good answer.
Yeah. And a lot of legs.
Really platypus, we weren't going to accept platypus. Really we weren't going to accept that
We
one.
Were not going to accept platypus, but it was a really good answer. Okay, let's take it to Philip. Philip, in the Southern Water Tribe, what animal is a penguin combined with, and how many flippers do they have?
Oh, it's the penguin otters, or otter penguins, and they have two sets of flippers.
Yes, indeed.
So I guess four
ding,
arms.
Ding, ding, oh, you ding, like ding, fooled ding, me. I got worried because you're like, they have two.
That was great. Flippers. The two sets really like.
That was like a real misdirect.
I like it.
Real misdirect.
I was like, quick math, quick math.
That's literally, that was the stall. I was like, 1 + 1 = 2. I listened to Beyonce.
Amazing.
She taught
okay.
me this.
So the next question goes to Jordan. What kind of pet did the pirate have in The Waterbending Scroll, and who fought it?
Iguana parrot, Momo.
Ding, 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 ding. Look at that. Zero hesitation.
100%.
Wow.
100%. Okay. Nice. Abby, here we go. What is Flopsy, and who loves him?
Flopsy is a gorilla goat, right? I believe so. And we love him. I love him. Boomy. And Aang.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
And then we're going to Dom. What animal did Aang warn Sokka was in his sleeping bag, and did we see it?
We did not see it because he used to stick and he's like, you have a creepy crawly something. Final answer, crawling spider. Monkey. I don't know. Wrong.
Hey, you got a point for
you definitely
not
get a point.
Seeing it. No
you got a point
what.
For not seeing it. So...
And then I was disappointed because we never got to see a prickle snake. So I really wanted to see what that looked like. But unfortunately, like, would it have been like a hedgehog, you know, like a porcupine that was also like a long snake? I don't know. I would like to see it. We'll see if we can get Mike or Brian to draw it. We'll see if we can get them to bend to our will. Okay. Next one. This is for Philip. What is Hey Bye? How many legs does he have when he's happy? And how many legs does he have when he's angry? What is Hey Bye? How many legs when he's happy? How many legs when he's angry?
Oh, I... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Two sets?
Right. If I remember correctly, Heibei was like the angry yes. spirit that was like, it kind of looked like a very angry panda yeah, when it was great. Upset.
And then panda spirit. We're going with panda spirit. Yeah. We're going panda spirit. Heibei.
Yep.
It was cute kind of panda.
You got
okay, it. Okay, great. Love that. And then I'm pretty sure it was three sets of legs when he was angry and two sets when he was.
Right. He loves the sets. Two sets, four oh my gosh, and six.
Okay. I know. He loves sets. He loves sets.
All right. That's exactly so we're going right. to Jordan Wolf. In The Boy and the Iceberg, what animals were startled when the iceberg beam shot up? And what did they do?
Tiger seals bark?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Exactly
I mean,
right.
I just like when Zuko yells at them, like just in the series whenever he's mad at an animal. So, I mean, it's fine.
This is the last question for our second round. This goes to Abby. Abby, what animal has a similar name to Dante, and what is he, and where does he live? And I don't mean his first name.
Yes.
Oh, Bosco the Bear. He lives with the king.
Which is in which kingdom?
Of Ba Sing Se.
100%. Great. Earth Kingdom. We, you 100% know.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
She knows. All right, everybody, this is still a very, very, very tight game. We are at a place where, just like we said could happen, in round two, it's an upset. Formerly in last place, Abby now wow. leading with 11 points, Dom with 8, Phil with 10, and Jordan with 10. Very respectable numbers here. Very, very strong game being played here by our fans and friends. Fantastic work. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we will be back for our final round.
We're back, and we just finished our hybrid animal segment, so I'd like to know from all of our contestants and our fans and friends here, what are your favorite hybrid animals in book one?
Platypus bear, duh.
Probably the otter penguin. I like it because it's where like Aang and Katara have their first moment doing the penguin sledding, and Katara gets reminded that she's just a kid. It's
that's
sweet.
Nice. Dom, Phil, any favorite hybrid animals?
I really just love Appa, so manatee bison mix.
We do love Appa. We do. I think I'm also going to go with the otter penguins. They're just adorable. Every time I think about them, like, you took the two cutest animals on Earth and put it into one thing.
Amazing.
How can I not have it?
You can't. You can't. It's listen, anything with an otter. I'm shouting out Morro Bay in California, Central California, because if you love otters, you can go to Morro Bay and you can see the otters and their little pups. It's insanely cute. So their real life animal moment. Go to Morro Bay, see those otters. Wonderful answers. Let's go to our final round. The theme is Who Said That? I'm going to play a clip off my phone. You need to tell us who said it, what the circumstance was, and an extra point if they can name the episode number and title. So 2 points for who said it, and then an extra point if you can say what episode it was from and what number that episode
extra,
is.
Extra addition yeah. scoring points. Varney's special scoring.
It doesn't make any sense. I want to be clear. It doesn't make any sense. So this time we are going to be going from Philip, Jordan, Abby, Dominique. So Philip, you will be going up first.
Okay.
And I will no play pressure. This first clip.
After 600 days away from home, my men were tired and I was tired.
Yes, that was the voice of Uncle Iroh.
Who was he talking to?
I oh my gosh.
These are kind of hard because it's our final
yeah,
round.
Yeah,
so I apologize.
I can't tell you who he was talking to, but I feel like the context was when they were insulting him about being the Dragon of the West. And like the
and
siege.
Do you remember what episode it was in?
It was I don't remember what episode, but I feel like General Zhao was there because I feel like he's always just there when I don't like things. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I don't remember what episode it is, but I know that's Uncle Iroh's voice.
Okay, you got the
Uncle
2 points.
Uncle Iroh to the guards in episode 7, Winter Solstice, The Spirit World.
Ah,
they capture okay. him and they've got him, remember it, like naked, and they're like, oh, you think you're so cool, blah, 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 but like you couldn't even, you know, beat Ba Sing Se. And then right after this moment, he says, I was tired. And then he says, and I'm still tired. And
into
then he
the ground.
Off. Onto
they
the
had
ground,
uncle.
So
they had my
his,
uncle in a loincloth and some shackles for a while, boy. Can you? That's the Dragon of the West. Can we get a robe?
That's right. All right, D, you want to give this one up to
Jordan
while I get it prepped?
Here it comes, okay, coming at you hot.
But we can't concern ourselves with what was. We must act on what is.
Well, that was Monk Gyatso. I'm a... Speaking to Aang? It's either the Storm or Southern Air Temple. I'm on Southern Air Temple.
Ding, 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 ding. Monk Yatsu to Aang in episode 3, the Southern Air Temple.
Okay, great. Let's go to who we have up next, D.
Abby. We're going to Abby.
Abby, this is for you.
Why don't you ask Miss Know-It-All, Queen of the Twigs?
I know that is Sokka's voice. Lovely great. Boomerang guy. I think that's the episode, The Great Divide. And that's when they're, like, both arguing, and he thinks he should put up a tarp, and then Katara's like, or doesn't think he should put up a tarp, and Katara's like,
ding,
he should
ding,
put up
ding,
a tarp.
Ding, 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 ding. You won. You got it. Sokka to Katara.
It's all right.
Episode 11.
It's all right.
The Great Divide.
Woo! I was worried about that one. You nailed it. I was like, oh, this is so abstract. What if I made it too hard? But you totally nailed it.
I also like The Great Divide.
It totally nailed it.
It's not held as the greatest, one of the best shows in the series, but I've grown to really enjoy The Great Divide. Next, we have Dom. Yo, Dom, are you ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dom, this is for
Dom,
you.
Dom, Dom.
Here we go.
All right. But you have to follow all of our traditions.
Oh, well, that's Suki talking to Sokka in The Warriors of Kiyoshi. It just, my brain, it takes
ding,
a minute.
Ding, ding, ding. Suki talking great, to great, Sokka great. In episode 4, Warriors great. Of Kiyoshi. Dom was completely right. It just takes you a second, great. Dom, to
sorry.
Get the Avatar trivia.
So good.
You got it.
Okay, great. Okay, next one.
You're not going anywhere without your glider.
Oh. I think it is Zuko, and I think that's from, I guess that would be episode 2 maybe, where he's trying to escape the ship, and it's one of the first times that... Am I thinking of the right one? I could be totally wrong.
The answer's
like
wrong.
It
is
oh, no,
Jet
no.
In episode 10, Jet.
He's talking to Aang. I think it's when he's trying to
stop
when
he's going
like,
out,
the flood.
Oh, he grabs the, yeah, they're fighting, and he grabs his glider. He's like, you're not going anywhere with your glider.
Aang's like, I got to get to the dam.
Yes, yes, you're right. I got thrown off.
He like rips the glider.
But you know what, Phil? In your defense... This is the first time that I heard that me and Crawford, who plays the voice of Jet, our voices
no,
are very similar.
No,
it's
okay.
So
I got thrown up. I don't know why I thought
the
great...
Like, if you do a comparison, you'll see that it's not Zuko.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I should have trusted my gut. Y'all right. I should trust
Dominique
my gut.
Dominique had. I saw it in Dominique's eyes.
Okay. All right. Are we ready? This one is...
Jordan. This is to Jordan.
Head a course to the Fire Nation. I'm going home.
Who is that, Jordan? Who is that?
That's he was in Hook. Other than that, I don't know what else. Breakdancer, handsomest man alive, GQ.
No extra points for flattery.
I gotta take a sip of my onion and banana juice really quick while I consider.
Do we?
Okay, it's Zuko. He's talking to the ship.
I mean, he's not talking to the ship like it's an AI.
I'm going to give it to him. The guards on the ship, yes. And what episode do you think it's from?
Guards on the ship. Is it episode 2, The Avatar Returns? Mm.
Yes, it is. Are you sure you're not Fire Nation? Are you sure you're not Fire Nation, Jordan? That's what I want to know. Recheck.
Fantastic. All right. Okay, next one. Now this really does go to Abby.
Please, there's no one around to see you. It's the only way.
Huh. That's my girl. That's my queen.
It is.
It's Katara. And it's in the Haru episode. It's when he's trying to get the earth that fallen the old man off. And he's like nervous to earthbend.
Nailed it. You guys are nailing these.
I know my Katara moments.
All these would be, I would not be able to pick any of these out. I probably know who they are, but I wouldn't be able to tell you where, when, what, how.
Yeah.
But I'm so impressed. I just want to let you guys know I'm so impressed.
Sure. What are curios?
It's Aang talking to the pirates, like the main pirate guy in the episode.
And what's the name of the episode? Like, do you know the name of the episode?
I forget the name of the episode. Fudge.
Yes.
Waterbending scroll.
Yes,
you know it.
You knew it. We knew you knew it.
It just takes the brain a little time over here.
You're light years ahead of how fast how slow my brain works. Okay, great. All right, so this is to Philip. Here we go.
For the honor.
I feel like this is a good one.
You think my name is funny?
Oh my god. Oh, it's the one with Jet and the gang. And was it Twinkle? Twinkle? No, tiny little. Oh my god! Why am I blanking? It's like tiny, tiny, Littlefoot, Little Bear, tiny, tiny, tiny. No, Littlefoot is from Land Before Time. Okay, that's where. Okay, we got that out the way.
cleared it. You cleared the cache. You cleared the cache.
We cleared that out.
From your brain.
Cleared the cache. It's, is it just tiny?
No, but I really want you to get this, so I Me don't too. Accept that as an answer. What else? It's slightly more complicated than that, and it's like, it's kind of old timey, right? Like, when was the last time we heard anybody be like, "Oh, you're just a little
pipsqueak"?
Yeah,
pipsqueak.
Nailed it!
Hey!
Nailed it!
Every synonym for like tiny, small,
pipsqueak,
pequeño,
and jet. Like, you're right. Chico. Episode 10, jet pipsqueak.
You totally got it.
The Saurus.
You totally got it. Totally got it. Okay. All right. Great.
I love this Water Tribe energy. Thank you all for supporting me. I needed the healing energy. I felt the vibes all over here.
We got you.
The community.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jordan, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go for you, my friend.
Two traitors in one day. The Fire Lord will be pleased.
It's definitely Zhao, Jason Isaacs. He's being a Malfoy, as he does. I'm just going to confidently say, I know I might be wrong. I think it's Zhao talking to Zuko and, the deserter. It was Zhao in the deserter talking to Zhang Zhang and Zuko.
Okay. We're going to give you the who he's talking to and the who said it, but it was the winter solstice. He's excited because they're in the fire temple, and he's like, I'm going to get the Avatar and I'm going to get Zuko. You're both traitors in this moment.
But 2 points are great.
But still, 2 points.
Thanks, team.
Can I
get a that's rough, buddy?
That's rough, buddy. That is rough, buddy.
Yes. Okay. Abby, here you go.
Wait a minute. You're a strong young boy.
I think it's when they're about to go to Omashu. And Aang is dressing up as, like, the old man. I don't know the guard's name, but, like, the guard is like, wait a minute, you're a strong young boy. You should be carrying your grandfather's thing. And then Aang just throws the bag in Sokka's hand.
Yes.
Can anyone remember the name that Aang gave himself?
Papadopsicopoulos?
Yes. I think it was like, yeah, Pippin Paddle Opsicopoulos. It was like, yeah.
I'm
June. Man,
June Pippin Paddle Opsicopoulos. Fantastic.
I had to pull that out of like the back of my brain a little bit.
Oh, you nailed it, though. You nailed it. Okay. All right. So this is our last one. I think that works because it goes in order. Yes. So everyone's answered
and
the same amount in this round
Dom.
As well.
Yeah. Dom, this is the final
Dom, right?
Clip. Let's hear it, JV.
Well, no one has seen an airbender in 100 years. We thought they were extinct.
Who dat?
Oh, Lord.
You got this.
I'm going to give you the same vibes you gave to me. You got this.
Yeah.
You know this.
I'm going between like two people right now.
I'm throwing some of those in there too.
Think about what's being said in that statement.
I'm going between two women, but I'm just going to go with,
in
was it
episode?
Gran-Gran?
In what episode?
Thank God it was Gran-Gran.
This is my poker face.
It was the boy in the iceberg.
Congratulations.
Right. Oh,
congratulations.
Jesus.
You guys, such a fun game. You guys are all winners, but there's actually only going to be one real winner. Who's that, Varney?
All right. Okay.
I love how Dante stirs up stuff.
All right. I really hope I got all of these right. In fourth position, we have Dom with 14 points.
Yay, Dom.
I think in third position, we have Phil at 15 points.
Yeah.
Yay, Water Tribe.
I think in second position, we have Jordan at 18 points. And I think in first position with 20 points, our winner
Abby,
is Abby.
Yay.
You
Abby, gained your honor. Abby, Abby.
Thank you.
Came from the bottom and rose to the top through the ranks of the questions.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This has been so much fun, you guys.
God, that was so fun, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This
so
was so amazing.
Fun. Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Thank you for giving us a reason to just come up with a whole new format for the show and just play and get to know you. And it's so much fun. Where can people find you all on social media? Abby, let's start with you. And we'll go in the usual order.
On Instagram, I'm Abby Diana Star, and also Avatar_Abby, where I post mostly like Avatar and anime things. I make a lot of TikToks and YouTube videos about Avatar and Legend of Korra, and both of those usernames are Abby Diana Star. So follow me, check me out.
Awesome. Dom, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Dominique, DominiQue, Gale, GAYLE. Very simple.
Where are you at, Phil?
Yeah, I'm at Philly Hugs across everything, all the social media. So look for me there. Let's hang out. Let's like trade things. And you can all absolutely drag me for messing up on that quote earlier. It's okay. I earned it.
Do you like that this whole time I've only referred to you as Philip because that's my dad's name?
Oh, I love it.
I never called you Phil because I was so excited.
I love Philly Hugs too. Philly Hugs is dope.
You're my Philip. My Philip. I know. Philly Hugs. Philly Hugs.
Hey.
If you're nice to me, I'll give you all hugs this time.
And Jordan Wolf. Where can people find you, Jordan Wolf?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, as at Wolfloves, WOLFELOVES. And then I'm going to shamelessly plug my own
podcast.
You
can
podcast,
do that.
Yip Shout Yip out Hooray, to an Avatar Woo! Podcast. You can find that on all the major places. Thank you guys so much. It's been
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much for playing with us. This has been such a blast. I feel like we'll have to revisit this format. No doubt about it. Next time on Braving the Elements, we will be recapping one of the most divisive episodes in the Avatarverse.
Literally.
That's right. We will be recapping The Great Divide.
We'll see everybody next Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.